expanding with Goryeong as its center. Taegaya's influence started to reach Hapcheon, Gochang, and Hamyang. In South Gyeongsang Province, all the way to Namwon in North Jeolla Province in the mid-400s. By the 500s, its influence had reached the areas of Seomjin River and South Coast, as well as other regions in Gaya. Taegaya, now with Goryeong as its capital, then developed into a country spanning the west of South Gyeongsang Province up to the east of Honam Region. The remains and graves that have been identified as typical of Goryeong or Taegaya attest to such development of Taegaya. Take a look at the lidded long-neck jar on the far left of the exhibit. That is Taegaya earthenware that was common in the first half of the 6th century. The word Great King is engraved on the lid and body. Such referral to the king of Taegaya as the Great King indicates that Taegaya was a powerful nation. Now take a look at the rim of the short neck jar next to it. The word Habu Sariri is engraved on it. Habu indicates a region, and Sariri is the name of a person. From that we can understand that the kingdom of Taegaya was governed in subdivisions, with Pu meaning a subdivision. So Habu would roughly mean lower subdivision.